Your child deserves an education that sets them up for success. K-12 knows that learning isn't one size fits all and has options tailored to each child's needs, interests, and goals for the future. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn at their speed, at home, from state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.
You won't believe what Jennifer Lopez did before a sex scene.
And what's Kenya Moore saying about her status on Real Housewives of Atlanta?
Plus, Katy Perry and Selma Blair are battling it out in What the Fashion. But first,
let's get this started.
Pew, pew, pew.
All right, y'all know Taylor Swift is on the European leg of her Eras Tour, and when that ends in August, she'll be taking a well-earned three-month break.
Oh, very nice.
Well, Taylor and her MVP Travis Kelce are closer than ever, and she plans to keep it that way. Now, reportedly, Taylor will spend the whole break with Travis in Kansas City, and they'll have over 2 weeks to chill before his season starts on September 5th. Mm. So you think they'll be able to, you know, she'll be able to handle all that Midwest, you know, or mid-energy, or, you know, or is she, you know?
Yeah, Taylor Swift is from Pennsylvania. I'm pretty sure she's gonna be able to handle Kansas City.
Yeah, but I don't like the idea y'all asking the question, will she be getting bored? He's gonna be bored. That boy don't like that Grand Antonio out there, huh?
He's flying in Europe with her, like the allies, moving through the
choreography for the show.
Yeah, that man used to go into Africa, not no damn Europe. So think about it.
Look at him dressed up in that suit and tell me that he's not looking forward to her getting to Kansas City.
Like, oh, Lord, she really got to come. That's what he's looking like, but anyway.
Like, between him and the black guy, he's cheesing the hardest.
Because the black guy want to keep his damn job. That's why he's cheesing.
Also, will this be the first time that there are paparazzi in Kansas City?
You know what I mean?
No, like,
she's not
going
to go anywhere.
Dorothy from Oz was in Kansas.
That'll be the most coverage that Kansas has had since Dorothy's return.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah. Okay. Well, all right, y'all. It's time for
What the Fashion?
It's the Paris Fashion Week edition. And y'all, this time it's a battle. First up, honey, is Katy Perry. Now, she got out of her limo wearing a beautiful red dress that kept going and going and going. Now, the train, y'all, had the words, honey, to her new song, Woman's World. And baby, honey, the streets are saying, baby, this train was 500 feet long. Oh, damn, that was long, Tana. So, y'all, do y'all think, honey, the train got his own seat at the fashion show?
I'm sure it, like, probably detaches, like, you know, the selected size paper towel roll.
Yeah.
And then she can sit down how she wants.
When I first saw this, I was like, is she dressed up as a CVS receipt? What is going on here?
No, I don't like that, though. She copied. Lady Di. Lady Di train was that long.
Lady Diana?
Yes, it's still coming out of the car.
Yeah, that's a copy.
That's impressive.
Yeah, just that much fabric.
And how long is that damn song?
Are those the lyrics? Well, next up, Selma Blair. She was rocking an oversized suit and a long braided blonde hair situation, but it wasn't on her head. She used it as a necktie. Now, if that's not enough, her handbag was given a side eye because it had a three-dimensional face on it. Now, that's unique. Now, who did she copy?
She copies. Oh, I was gonna say something, but anyway. Yeah,
Who?
That could have been a black girl's weave. And she just made it into a tie. I mean,
I was just gonna come. I don't know that I've ever seen blonde Selma Blair before. It took me a minute to realize who I was looking at.
Yeah.
Oh, she's not a blonde?
No, she normally has very dark hair. She looks great.
I thought that was Chloe Grace Moretz, all grown up.
Wow, I do see that.
Yo, you think that might be like, you know, you're a fashion dude, Gary? You think like the weave tie is gonna be like the fall accessory everybody needs?
Yeah, honey. I think I might get me one too, honey. Oh. I think you can take it off your neck and then put it in the back of your hair and wear it as a ponytail. So who y'all think won the battle?
Katy Perry with that long, 500 feet of dress.
I'm gonna give it to Selma Blair because she could wear her outfit all night. Katy Perry, as soon as the cameras got, you know, like stopped at the door, she got to detach from the cape that she got out of there.
And I like Selma too. Instead of pulling her hair, you could pull her tie.
Oh, okay. Moving on. All right. Jennifer Lopez. Guys, J-Lo's been having a rough time lately between her canceled tour and the marital problems with Ben Affleck. But Ryan Guzman just gave us another reason why J-Lo is the GOAT. Okay, you guys might remember 10 years ago, they starred in The Boy Next Door. Mm-hmm. And most people would worry about what they ate before shooting a sex scene, but not J-Lo. Check out what Ryan said.
Tell me your favorite thing about J-Lo.
In that she brought pizza.
Mind you, this is like right before our sex scene, so that's very ballsy of you. Most people want to like not only eat salad and whatnot.
What pizza do you eat before a sex scene?
Definitely not Detroit deep dish.
I am not eating pizza before a sex scene with J-Lo.
I'll act like I'm eating the pizza and then I'll just throw it away. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, because you want to come in lean and svelte.
Right.
Like the, like the machinist.
Well, I wanted the salad he ate, so that was been good. But anyway. Well, anyway, y'all, Kenya Moore, honey, is not only Gone with the Wind fabulous, honey, she is just gone.
That's right, Gary. Now, we talked about Kenya maybe being suspended from Housewives after she allegedly displayed sexual explicit images of her co-star, Brittany Eady. Well, the network reportedly did an investigation and found her in violation of their code of conduct, so she's officially off the show, at least for now. Mm. Now, Kenya posted on X, hashtag Team 12 forever. You are the best fans anyone could ever ask for, and I love you all so very much, always and forever. And then Kenya also went on to share photos and videos of her on vacation with her daughter with a long caption where she also claimed that she has proof that the current narrative is fake.
I hope for her case it is, because like, you know, displaying intimate photos of someone else that definitely qualifies as revenge porn, and you can get in serious trouble for that, but it sounds like she has the proof that she didn't do it, so maybe this is just like a, you know,
but that's what the show is about. You're supposed to do stuff like that. You're supposed to dig up stuff on people.
But not, and, like, post it.
Well, she shouldn't have did the act that she did on the picture, allegedly.
I mean, everybody do it. Some people record it.
Like, listen, if you're going to play a flute on your own time, that's totally fine. But if someone else has photos of you flute playing, it's not their business to distribute said material.
But if it was on your own time, what you just said, if it's on your own time. Well, that means that picture shouldn't got out on your own time.
But, the thing is, I don't think Kenya went, researched these pictures, found them, and posted them herself. I'm sure there was some producer in the air be like, yo, you know what you should do? They handled all that for her, and now that she's in trouble, they threw their hands up and fell back and let her take the fall for it.
Yeah, but she's not smoking. I got some revenge pictures on people, and I just haven't posted.
You got them?
Yeah.
Who do you have revenge photos
on? That's all right. I ain't saying. Yeah. Be like Kenya then. Well, anyway, y'all, Miss Tori Spelling, honey, keeps spilling all her tea on that podcast of hers, child. Now, she admitted, y'all, that she has her boobs done at least twice, and she shared that, honey, she wanted to go back to her natural bust after she let a boy, or should I say a bad boy, convince her at the age of 19 to get stripper-style breast implants at an outpatient surgery center, bitch, in a strip mall in L.A.
Ooh, if you don't get stripper breasts, you might as well get them at the strip mall.
That's right. That's where you get them. That's where they're grown.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. But all that money she got, honey, and her breasts done at a strip mall.
I don't know that she had all that money, though. Remember, like, Aaron didn't leave her anything.
Yeah, but this is when she was 19, so she was still on
90210
owing people money. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, you get what you can afford, right?
What's the most expensive thing you've ever bought at the strip mall?
You know, I got sucked into one of those ionic bracelets. You know, they're like, yo, put this bracelet on. Now I can't knock you over. But if you take the bracelet off, now your balance is off. Like, I bought, like, a whole bunch of those.
What?
Yeah.
I don't even know what that is.
Yo, man, like, they're so good. Because, like, as soon as I went home, I'd be like, yo, try this. I was knocked over immediately with the bracelet on. They were good. Those people were really good.
It sounded like they sold you one of Shang-Chi's rings.
That's how I felt when I was in the strip mall.
So sad, Tori, so sad. All right, moving on. Did you guys know that there is a World's Ugliest Dog competition? Well, it has just crowned its winner. An 8-year-old Pekingese named Wild Fang took home the award in California. It was his 5th time as a contender. Look at this good boy.
Is this a still photo or is the dog running? I have so many questions.
That almost looks like a fake animal. According to Wild Fang's bio, he had a virus that prevented his teeth from growing in, which is why his tongue sticks out all the time.
I think he's cute. Look at that hair, baby. The hair just poofed up. It reminds me of a coworker I worked with.
He's giving Nick Nolte's mugshot. Remember that time?
Have you seen an uglier dog than Wild Fang?
Mm-mm. But he's not really ugly, but I mean, he's ugly, but he's not really ugly. I like ugly things, like ugly clothes, because I don't have to worry about seeing nobody in it.
That's what? Good point. Up next, Coi Leray shows that players can be cooks too. We're going to explain right after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey.
Yes, baby. Miss Coi Leray, honey, said that she was going to have her a home-cooked meal come hell or high water. Well, honey, Miss Coi, honey, got her she got some coals and some pepper and two big old slabs of steak, baby, and cooked them right outside of her tour bus in a business parking lot. Now, the rapper showed us exactly, honey, how she grilled her steak to perfection in aluminum pan. Mm. Oh, girl. Take a look at this ghetto fabulous meal, baby.
You feel me? I was getting tired of fast food, and honestly, I was craving steak. Got the garlic herb. I like my steak medium well. Little bit of pink in the middle is how I prefer.
I need the world to normalize baddies on the side of the road making steak. That's what I need.
Yo, this reminds me, like, when I was in L.A., there was this dude who used to cook whole chickens in a shopping cart outside of the Vallarta.
This is where the expression comes in. You can take the girl out of the hood, but you can't take the hood out the girl. Because that's a very hood thing to do.
But you using the resources that you have. You on a tour bus, you can't necessarily grill on a tour bus like that.
They don't have grills on the tour bus, and she had a nice, good, expensive one.
Maybe she doesn't have the expensive one with the grills on it. You can at least get an air fryer, right? But to pull over to the side and do it like that, like MacGyver style, I was actually impressed. Because at first I was appalled, then I was like, well, I guess a grill is really just some siding and some coils and something to keep the meat from touching it. She had all of that.
Promoting cancer. She put that steak on top of coal. You know coal.
No, there was a little fine thing on top of it.
Yeah, but it wasn't fine enough. Carcinogenics was everywhere.
Oh. the carcinogenics there.
Catch it.
Yeah. Okay, well, moving on to Dish Gone Viral. Okay, this is our producer's favorite story of the day. Looks like Chris Brown's eggplant stole the show, Gary. You're gonna love this one.
Oh,
so,
really?
Okay, so there's Seabreezy and he's in a concert and the girl leaves her. What the hell? He's got the girls screaming. Okay, during his concert, as he was harnessed up in the air to fly over the crowd, fans noticed a quote, bulging monster emerging from his pants. Check this out. Now, weren't we just covering him like 2 weeks ago, stuck up in the air like this?
Yeah, but this time he was prepared.
They're doing it on purpose now.
You think they're doing it for you to read it?
Yes.
But I mean, I think we're making a big thing out of it. It's not all what y'all thought it was, because it was not just the eggplant, it was everything that goes with it, and it was just all packaged up and just presented. I think they should bring back the bicycle pants for men. Do you remember the bicycle pants, the little tight pants?
I think they still exist.
No, not.
You remember that guy got in trouble from the morning show for rocking a bicycle pants?
But that was just a small situation. They need to bring it back. Like, if women wearing tights, they should bring it back for all men. And I think, you know, the world would be happy.
You should go to a spin class. Most of the people there probably wear biker shorts. Yeah.
Well, I want to go to a spin class. At least just walk around. Just let us judge.
Like a nasty Roomba.
Wow,
just walking around looking.
Yeah.
Would you wear those, Santa?
Nope.
Oh,
no,
sorry.
No, I don't think so.
Coming up, we got the dish on why Kelly Ben Simone turned from a blushing bride into a runaway bride. More on that after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
And we're back. All right, y'all. Real Housewives New York alum Kelly Ben Simone is not a wife to be anymore. Kelly was set to marry her fiance Scott Littner this weekend, but y'all, she called off the wedding just 4 days before they were set to wed because Scott refused to sign a prenup that she presented to him. Kelly told E, "He thought I would enter this union without legal protections in place, that I would leave everything to faith, but I've worked really, really hard as a single mother and have always made smart decisions for myself and my family, and that will continue. I wish him well."
Wow.
Dang! Also, why are you waiting until the week of your wedding to discuss a prenup?
Because sometimes you wait till the very last minute to bring up the most uncomfortable thing that you know, people don't eat the elephant in the room first. Sometimes they let it grow. That's messed up.
I wouldn't sign it because I feel that if this man is going to marry this woman, I'm sure he's giving her great love and that cost. Love is not for free.
I feel like the prenup has got to come like right around ring shopping time, right?
Well, no, it comes at the last minute. I mean, it was a Real Housewife. She went through that. I'm not going to call her name, but she went through that with her husband and it was at the last minute.
Yeah, some people wait till you get like the marriage license, like, sign this and this.
Wow.
Oh, don't worry about it.
You know, don't worry about that.
Just sign it.
This is just the receipt.
Formalities. You know what I'm saying? That sort of thing.
Oh, man.
Now you're going to be alone some more.
Yeah.
But anyway, we're moving on. Now, y'all remember Honey Miss Kalani and YG Honey, who used to date back in 2019. Mm-hmm. But he is y'all now dating Miss Sweetie. Well, honey, Kalani and Sweetie are friends, and fans thought it was weird that they are cool. Now, here's what Kalani had to say about YG and Sweetie being together.
You're the coolest ex.
And I love Sweetie. I think she's so cute and so fun. We have a song together. Like, we hang out. Like, she's cool. And they make so much sense.
Yeah, I think you're...
Like, knowing them both, I'm like, you know what?
This is cute. I like it.
I really like this. I've told him I liked it. Like, I literally am like, you know what? I love this. I like this a lot. Y'all look cute today.
It's not a misconception. It's true. No, it's what I thought.
Everybody's like, why would you comment that on her picture? I seen them responding to Sweetie. Like, why would you comment that? You're a terrible friend. And I'm like, she know. I don't give a damn.
I love that.
Yeah, that's a girl who's moved on and is over it.
Mm-hmm. And I would do that too. And I think I've done something similar like that to my friend, to a friend that I once had. Because, I mean, you with your new friend, and I already know what's all about you. So I'm like, girl, you getting that? Okay, girl. Well, whatever. So I don't blame her.
Like, who are these people who have been so hurt in life the way they feel like you can't move on or you can't be happy for somebody else? Once people move on, sometimes they've moved all the way on and they don't care what you do now.
Hold on. Are you guys friends with your exes? Gary, are you friends with your exes?
Yes.
Really?
Yes. I am friends with my ex because my thing is this, honey. I mean, now when we first broke up, you know, you kind of went through. Mm-hmm. But then after you get past it, you know, you're like, child. My friend brought his new lover to my apartment.
Will any of these people help you move?
Huh?
Like, will any of these people help you move?
Are you
like,
tight enough with them?
Yeah, my ex.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, the good thing about it, you could look at that person, you're like, I don't want you no more. You done got fat. So, you know, it's just always something, you know. Yeah. But
that helps.
It helps. I love that. And then I look at her, I'm like, girl, you just really went down.
Well, coming up, First Lady Shawnee Henderson is repping for Kendrick Lamar, y'all. Find out how after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
2.5 minutes, and we're back with the Dish Debate! Now, Pastor Keon Henderson and First Lady Shawnee attended a conference, and Shawnee came out seawalking to Kendrick Lamar's They Not Like Us. And of course, some people had something to say about her dancing to secular music. Check it out. They said sea walk. It's more like a Christ walk.
Yeah, that's not necessarily a big old sea walk there. Like, she's dancing on the water, you know, like...
That was a holy dance.
That's just, like, kind of a fun shuffle as she's coming out on stage. I don't know what people are so upset about.
Yeah.
And I feel like a lot of times people get so in their feelings about the world coming into the church.
She's a first lady, though. She has to act like a first lady.
That was I felt like she handled herself in a very first lady way there.
It's not like she spelled out the opposing church's name with a foot. You know what I'm saying? And like, just started going, you know, like.
She's like, Pentecostal's not around here. Like, and she didn't like pop down and twerk any, like, you
She's
know.
She's supposed to come out doing Hail Marys and doing the sign of a cross.
Tossing out the body of the Lord, just like.
Bat, 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 bat.
When you're a first lady, what are you gonna come out to?
Probably Diana Ross, upside down, you turn me.
Really?
That's of the world. No
that's
one should
secular, Gary.
No, because
Gary,
God turns you upside down, round and round, and all that stuff. Mm-hmm.
Only if you've been bad.
Okay. All right. Okay. Well, anyway, y'all, that's all the time we have for today. So we'll see you next time. Bye.
Bye.
Wow. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.